Libya's former justice minister, who has resigned following the government's crackdown on protesters there, says the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, personally ordered the Lockerbie plane bombing in 1988. Mr. Gaddafi has always denied that he knew of the plans to carry out the attack. The claim has reignited the debate over whether Western countries were too quick to welcome Mr. Gaddafi back into the international community. Henry Ridgewell reports from London. Pan Am Flight 103 exploded over Scotland in 1988, killing all 259 passengers and crew, as well as 11 people on the ground in the town of Lockerbie. In 2003, Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi finally admitted his country was responsible for the bombing, but Gaddafi himself has always denied prior knowledge. Now, his former Justice Minister, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, who resigned this week following the violent crackdown on anti-government protests, says Mr. Gaddafi personally ordered the attack. The Swedish newspaper Expressen says Jalil told their correspondent in Libya, "I have proof that Gaddafi gave the order about Lockerbie. He has not yet produced that evidence." He said Gaddafi gave that order to Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, the only man convicted of the attack, who was released from a Scottish jail on compassionate grounds in 2009 as he was suffering from cancer. Bert Ammerman's brother, Tom, was one of the Lockerbie victims. At his home in the US state of New Jersey, Bert has been listening avidly to the latest news from Libya.
This information that's coming out today is the smoking gun that we've been waiting for 23 years. It's now out in the open. A justice minister has clearly stated that Gaddafi ordered the bombing of Pan Am 103. That is an act of war. Finally, an American administration can't hide behind rhetoric any longer. They must respond. They must react. President Obama, what are you going to do?
The allegation has reignited accusations that the West, and especially Britain, was too quick to welcome Mr. Gaddafi back into the international fold. Lord David Trefgarn, a former British government minister, is now chairman of the Libyan British Business Council. He says people should not jump to conclusions.
If you look back at the Lockerbie incident and all that happened from it, there have been huge numbers of allegations of all sorts of different kinds, some of which have proved to be true and many of which have proved to be not true. And I'm not in a position to provide any authenticity for the one to which you have referred.
In 2003, Colonel Gaddafi hosted former British Prime Minister Tony Blair in his tent in the desert. It was seen as the moment Libya, long a pariah state, came in from the cold. Lord Trefgarn of the Libyan British Business Council says the relationship brought many benefits.
They handed over their weapons of mass destruction and ended their WMD program. They gave an undertaking not to support any form of international terrorism in future.
The fact that Mr. Gaddafi now appears to be using lethal force against his own people has brought further accusations of hypocrisy for the British government. Many Western countries have sold arms to Libya. British companies shipped sniper rifles to Tripoli as recently as November. Kay Stearman is spokesperson for the Campaign Against Arms Trade.
The European picture, of course, is that everybody is trying to sell to Libya. They're